which regarding a non-Jew that does malacha for a Jew, Siv Beis, on page 314, that Kufman Zayin of a Beis. Says the Mechaba, Heichad Ikam Mishum Dach Kishon, where there's an element of ways of peace, Oy Be'in Yehudi Alam, or a very strong arm type of non-Jew. Mutu Losses La, you'll have to give it to him, or you'll shloich lo, or to send it to him, like Dei in Yehudi, through a non-Jew. Meaning we spoke about in the previous Sif, regarding the prohibition of giving to him something because it looks like you're having him take it out to Rosh Hashanah, but it was Dar Cheshon, well, because he's a mobster type, you'll have to give it to him or the Shleich Lord to send him out there and hood it through a non-Jew. Says Rav Mabuhad, then send me the Lasarach Mitzvah, for a mitzvah purpose, give him a Hitzi Chomes from Bezba Pesach, says the Mordechai, to get Chomes out of his house on Pesach, would be the same thing. Says Mishum Rosev Cotton Tess, that it's Mishum Dar Cheshon for ways of peace, could go in any Hudish Cholah, let's say a non-Jew became sick. V'shalach HaChamach Yisrael, looking for Jewish food, that would be an element of Dar Cheshon. As the Shartzi Noisud says, when the Mordechai Nimler is a Ruah, it's brought in Beseis, because if he's not sick, even though we provide for the non-Jews because of Dar Cheshon, but he could come to the Jewish house, and the Jew could respond that he's not allowed to give it out from his house on Shabbos. But when he's sick, it's different because they know that for a Jewish a sick person, there are times of Chal Shabbos. So therefore, but that is considered as Dar Cheshon. Sipkon Yud, Ibe Inu the Alam, or a very strong non-Jew, Mavakish Chavatzel, he wants his objects, Vavsha In Chashash Sakan Vedavan. Now, even though there's no danger involved, but still, because the Sharatina Yisrael says if it would be a katurna, a danger, obviously it's permitted even the full-fledged Rosh Hashanah. But, you know, even for that would be a dispensation. Sivkot Yudalf. And what the Tzarek Mitzvah, same thing is for mitzvah purpose. Now, Vavdos, leading in Yehudi, now even though it's forbidden to give to a non-Jew. Im Yudei Yishrit Zechavot Zimim Bezal Shal Shabbat Shabbos, if he knows that he can take out his objects from his house to Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, Av Shloi Bishlichas Yisrael, even without the agency of a Jew, the Kolosh Kim Bishol Kishu Bishlichus, when he's with us as his agent, Chavok Moebe, Tir Bechal Eilu, they permitted all these cases, which the Shartzi in Yud Beis says, that they didn't permit for Beis Hill only Ima Shemesh, only when the sun is setting, like it's written in the Simrish Mem Zayin. So that's the problem, that you're not allowed to go ahead and send it out on Shabbos. And so they're saying that for these types of situations, they permitted Mishum Dali Didan says Mishmur Laharba Paiskim, because for us, for many Paiskim, in Lonu Rosh Hashanah Daraisa, we don't have really biblically Rosh Hashanah, that has 600,000 people every day, which we don't have those requirements. And Ben Elishvus Neshvus, difference, it's telling a non Jew, which is rabbinic, in a rabbinic area, because not Rosh Hashanah Daraisa. So there were two bit more commitments. They've been in the situation of mitzvah and they're some ways of peace. I got something similar. But the Shara Tzinois Gimel says that's from the Beis Yosef. It says even though many places can they hold that even for us we do have Rosh Hashanah, but regarding the Isra Rabbana of through a non-Jew, that we rely on the leading opinions and specifically if you don't give it over to his hand, he takes it on his own. Look at what we discussed in some Shinzayin Sif. Hey. So continues Mishnah Berurah says, you have to be careful regarding all these. Not to give it over to the hand of the non-Jew. Yaseh Yisrael like you, that the Jew's going to be doing the lifting up. You could ask the non-Jew to take it on his own, as the Shara Tzinois Yidal brings us from the Magen Ram to Shabbos and other Achayim. Eli Rabbi is inclined to be linked regarding this also, as we wrote previously. For sure, says the Shara Tzinois, it's appropriate to be careful, as the other Achayim write, because it's possible to do it in the permitted way according to everyone. So let the non-Jew take it from your hand. Says Mishburi says Bafilim and Yehudi Mavakash Caleb, but even if the non-Jew asks that you should put into his vessels, you have to be careful and then bias that he should be standing in the house. And then after the Jew pours it inside, he will take it. So therefore the Jew is not doing any part of the malacha. Sipkan Yudbeis, what's considered a situation of like Latur Mitzvah, Chametz Mibesa, getting rid of Chametz from his house on Pesach, you go in Erev Pesach Shalom B'Shabbos, which is like we had this past year when Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, and you need to get rid of it. Says the Mordechai, then you could have Akum do it. Sif Gimel, Mutalach L'mashkim L'Shabbos. You let us swap a security on Shabbos. Imul Malbushim is a garment. V'yoytzienu derech Malbushim, you could carry it out through wearing it. Kinza Masamad, that's not doing business. V'gam Yisrael Mutabin Zeh, even the Jewish women in such a situation, and Yisrael Tzach L'Abshev, a Jew needs to wear it. Hagar Suzemo, V'toy Yishayin Yudhi Yikach L'mashkim Atzmai. Now it's good if the non-Jew takes the security on his own. And leaves something else in this place. Legal by Yisrael, and the Jew doesn't touch his lay near a nice and nice, and that it shouldn't look like as if he's doing business is that good. Of Ayla Elsa Mishan Zayim Seifai, Medin and Yehudia, maybe Bishabbos is Dover from the Aloha of a non Jew who brings something on Shabbos, and Mutla Kabloi, if you're allowed to receive it. Says Mishbus Sipkon Yagimel Derech Malbush, that you're allowed to swap a mashkin on Shabbos if it's a garment, and you can take it out Derech Malbush by wearing it. Tilavoche, because if not, as it's rabbinic kishach beisam shal yisrael, like all the objects of a Jew, kibush b'mishkan, that's like, since it's collateral by him, you hear what they're going to say? Oh, the yisrael tzibula yitzili, the Jew commanded him to take it out and to do a malacha. Okay, now, like we said previously, b'sam kan ches, however, in you the alam, if it's a strong non-Jew, and it's like kach, she doesn't want to wear it, then it's also Jewish, like we just said before. Sivkon Yedaud. So he's allowed to go ahead and take this and be nich achar and leave something else in its place. Because of a good right. So what then something is him or any yudim nich amois. If the non-Jew leaves the money, he takes the security. Not sure it's also permitted. Eventually, chash beisol him. As long as the Jew does not make calculations with him, but the yigabam and he doesn't touch it. That's the magen ram to the Shabbos. Well, yabam ashma. The Rusebe El Rabbi sounds like that he holds the kesher nich mois when he leaves money. That's mechzik masaman. That looks like business. Well, they did, and according to him, in lakum was that one cannot be lean regarding this kim kesher nihudi alam unless he's a strong arm type of non-Jew. However, it would seem the miyochel agiloi mizeh have said if it could cause the Jew a loss. Kugur and Jay Mashkin Shabbat Kesav Gadayma. For example, let's say if the security is not worth the amount of the money or something like that, then you should this makalamakum after the Shabbat. You can rely on them to have the money put down. Sivkot and Tezvav. But let's say, but the Jew should not touch it. From any one of the securities, there's not the old one, not the new one. Because making exchange. The Jew in such a case, yes, you could be lenient that you could touch it. Because when another Jew doesn't look like doing business, like you're lending him. The non-Jew comes to take his security and the Jew doesn't trust him. No other Jew is allowed to be a guarantor for him. Because it's forbidden about being involved in some other things, not with Tzarchei Shabbos.
Says the Mechaber, Pashav and Yehuda Le'atzma B'Shabbos, bread that was baked by the non-Jew for himself on Shabbos. Yesh Oysim, Yesh Matim. Some say it's prohibited, some say it's permitted. But B'Shas Tzachak, in the present situation, Oyle Tzarech, Mitzvah, Gittin Dav Kof Nun Ches, or for a mitzvah purpose, going to disperse Mila, the male of a circumcision, Oyle Tzarech Berch Samaitzi, or you need for a Berch of a Maitzi, Yesh Lismach Al Matirin, you can rely on those who have been Hagos or Jamal, also Litin Le Mois Mayor of Shabbos, but it's forbidden to give him money from before Shabbos, but she didn't pass by Shabbos, that he should give him bread on Shabbos, does a diet the Sokka, but then as Rabbi Yerochim says, Chil Ches, then the non-Jew is going to doing for the Jew, and then it's actually prohibited. Says Mishbur Sivkot Zayin. Yesh Eisim, some say the bread that the non-Jew baked on Shabbos for himself is forbidden. Why? Shem Eisim ben Hashemosh is Kemach Yisra, because maybe when Shabbos was starting by twilight, it was that was still flour or dough, She'en Ero Lachas, which is not edible, and therefore Shem ben Hashemosh is considered as Mukta, it's out of usage by twilight, which sets the tone for the whole Shabbos. The film, even can say the whole that it was wheat then, the raw lochas, which you could chew, and therefore it was not mukta, was edible. But it still wasn't edible in that way, which was ultimately made into, after a biblical prohibition of bacon was done with it, that it became bread, and therefore it's considered as something new was introduced. Which Shartzim brings us from the Yisrael base from the Magen Avraham. It says, according to the Pesach, that they don't hold them noiled, so it would be permitted in such a situation, according to those opinions. But continuing to Mishbru, some say it's prohibited for a different reason. Because he might tell non-Jew to cook if you say it's permitted. And then that's for sure a problem, because that's a mirlach. Although by the halacha of the non-Jew lights a candle for himself, we don't make such a gezerah because of simrei shayin vav. But made the achil when it comes to things related to eating, the Lord b'yis a person is more tempted by is desiring after them. Gezerin tvei, there we make the decree more. Because of Magen Avraham, b'simim tov kof yed zayin, Magen Avraham writes, "Timadivri hamachaber shom mashma from the words machaber." But there it sounds like this really ketam hazed that he holds actually like the second reason. However, some say it's permitted. Because they don't differentiate. By something that's a food item, love barchila to not a food item. So it's permitted just like by the case of the candle. Because ultimately the non-Jew did it for himself. Regarding the concern of mukta they hold, since it was in the ability of the non-Jew to finish it off and make it into a complete item when Shabbos was starting, and it doesn't have on it the name of set aside and like something new introduced because it was already in the process or at least able to be made in that process when Shabbos was starting. Because the basis writes name that Ezra shall live back according to everyone in Bishlo of Ebed Yisrael B'Shabbos, if a non-Jewish slave cooked or baked on Shabbos, even for himself, even the first Shabbos he's hired in the first time, that the slave doesn't even know if his master is going to be forbidden or not, even so, also is going to be forbidden. They should make here because they recognize him. He's going to get him to do it another Shabbos. To look at they bring the proof in the Tesef, that we write regarding this. Rabbi says, but Shas Tzchak in the present situation could go in. For example, Shadar Bekvay Yichidi lives in the village by himself. Sheiv Shalishol Bas Machaberi said Achrim that he cannot borrow bread from other friends. So then, some other Sudas Mitzvah, Sipkon Yutes, then you could rely on Alamatim on those who permit. However, he has to be careful. Shalavikor Islabesoi shouldn't come to his house. Lefroyloi Dumav to pay him the money. That's going to be doing business on Shabbos. Vayin Leel Basimishin Chav Gimel Sev Dalid. Rabbi Yerucham is born in Besyasev, which edition 15 brings that there the Shulchan Aruch writes that forbidden to tell a storekeeper, give me such and such merchandise for this and this amount of money, because that's a way of Mekar Memka. And Ramah writes about it that Dafka, if he mentions the amount of the money that's forbidden, for example, let's say he buys from the store a merchandise before Shabbos and he owes him some remaining money and he comes on Shabbos to the store and he tells him, give me more merchandise for this and this amount of money, and they make a calculation, how much does he owe from the two purchases? That's forbidden. Mishmur writes about it that's appropriate and to very much to be stringent, like the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. However, if someone is lenient, it won't protest regarding him because he has on whom to rely on. Now, a non-Jewish store that makes his calculation for himself, Shlomo Zalman holds that you're allowed to buy by him, and he adds another there that's possible, that's permitted also to tell him to mark down the debt in his ledger, because since the non-Jew is not doing it but for himself, and the Jew doesn't have any benefit from that, it's like as if you tell a non-Jew to cook meat that's his own for himself, that's brought in Ramah, and Simon Shinzan, Sivchavalam, the debt's going to be permitted. Sivkot Chav says in Mishburim, the Ramah said, but it's forbidden to give him money from before Shabbos, that he should give him bread on Shabbos, because then he's doing it for the Jew. This is also that's forbidden according to everyone, the Philotzech Mitzvah, even for the purposes of a mitzvah. Where Dishra 16 brings that even though it's talking about a non-Jew that baked bread to sell in the city that the majority are non-Jews, as the Be'er Halacha wrote and writes in Divrei Matzah La'atzmai, however, since the Jew's paying him for the bread, so he's baking also for him, therefore it's going to be forbidden. According to this, a Jew that's on the list, for the newspaper that's printed on Shabbos through non-Jews, Shuvas Maram Shik writes that although most of the people on the list of the papers are non-Jew, the Jew has to tell the non-Jew that he does not want to receive the paper on Shabbos, because since he's paying for the paper, comes out that it's printed also for him. And if he doesn't do it, and the paper sent to him on Shabbos, he's not allowed to read from it. Shem Zaman holds that even though there are many angles to be lean regarding this, however, it's better to refrain from reading that on Shabbos. Be'er Halacha, as we just referenced it right now in the Rimaschal La'atzmai, that the bread that the non-Jew baked for himself, so the Be'er Halacha says, that's as we say he did it for himself, is not precise. Because if we would know that it's for himself, even during the week it would be forbidden for a Jew to eat from it, because that's going to be Pasha Balabais, it's bread of a regular non-Jewish individual, which is forbidden according to everyone that's written here at Deasim Kopi Beis, unless if it's a B'shas Tzachak present situation, that there's no other bread at all. Rather, it's talking about bread that was baked to sell, and it's in the city the majority are non-Jews, what he's doing with the intention of the majority, this that he says for himself, it just means to say that he didn't bake it for the Jew, say the Achren. The Mask of B'Shabbos, that if the non-Jew baked it for himself on Shabbos, says Be'er Halacha, it seems that if there's a suffix, if you're not sure, maybe it's baked a little bit from before Shabbos, that's enough to make the surface crusty, as it's brought in submission in Dal Sef Hey, you can be lenient, because since there are those who permit in all situations, then similar with the Ramah passing in Rishon Beis of Dalad, look at what they make in Ram Sef Kodin Yud Gimel. The Masli Yesh Oysim, we said, some say it's forbidden, some say it's permitted. Now, similar to this, Machlaikis, there's also Machlaikis Rishonim regarding a non-Jew that made shoes for purchase on Yom Tiv, if you're allowed to wear them. In the third paragraph of Masechtas Yom Tov. Now, the Ramah is Saisim previously mentioned based of Dal to be lenient. There's no problem about Mokta, because since the Gemara by the Adam, it's in the control of a person to finish it. And here he doesn't say unspecifically the halacha regarding this context like this. So the halacha you could say, because in our situation there's also another svar to be machmer, as I wrote in Mishabura, because it's something of a food item, you have to be concerned that maybe he's going to tell him to bake it, or like the Magen Avraham writes in the Amshar Shlomo, that specifically something that was started from before Shabbos and is finished on Shabbos, then you can be lenient for the reason of Gemara b'dei Adam, which is not the case in our situation. And Samarishan Beis is also talking about that the non-Jew started the shoe from before Shabbos and finished on Shabbos, and therefore you can be lenient regarding this. Dish number 33 brings with the Chazon Ish that he writes that according to everyone, you don't have the halacha of Gemara b'dei Adam that to be noyig by the Isab Noilid. The Ramah did not permit by shoes only because a nolad is permitted on Shabbos. And the afkmin is regarding nolad on Yom Tov. The Mishnah writes later on some type of tzadi head that's forbidden. According to Sharetzin over there, and some type of olive, it depends on the machlokes Rishonim over here. If the halacha of the Gemara by the Adam applies even by Isa nolad, whereas according to the Chazanish, it's also according to everyone, even by Gemara by the Adam, even if it could be finished by an individual. Some of the deer shoes, deer shoe number 12, Chazanish writes, not to say that the reason why they say who it's forbidden is because it is of Nail, because if that's okay, the Shulchan should have brought this opinion previously in Simchat Chas. Rather, obviously, that since the wheat is here in the world by Ben Hashmashes and it's fit to chew wheat, it's just that it changed and turned into bread. This is not Nail that's forbidden on Shabbos, like a Shimon that holds that there's no Issa Mukhtar Nail on Shabbos. And he explains the reason for those who say it's forbidden is because even though the wheat is fit to chew, however, regarding the bread that's made from it, it's considered as if they were not Rol Achila, and anything that's not Rol Achila and it's in the hand of a non-Jew is not considered as prepared for the Jew. Has a lacha like Gregis with Simukim that you left out the dried figs to dry up. The Shochalach writes in Simit Shinyo that it's forbidden even according to Shimon because they're not edible, but Ben Hashmashes, and the person actively rejects it from eating. There's number 13, even though that just like a person is lusting after eating, so too he's lusting to sit in light and not in darkness, so why by candles are we lenient? Someone explains that still it's different that lighting of a candle than from eating, because after the non-Jew lit the candle, so the Jew is not lusting to light another candle, which is not the case by eating, where the first eating actually draws the appetite, makes you want more, and therefore they were more concerned. Just number 14, even according to this opinion, we didn't permit Gemar by the Adam, by Isam Noil, only by Noil that's not complete. For example, a wheat or dough, which was there in the world, it just changed into something else, into bread. But by full-fledged Noil, for example, let's say the milk from a cow that's ready to be slaughtered, the Bavin HaShemash just had under the name of Oichel, because it was in the body of the cow, and the Shabbos, after it comes out of the cow, it turns into a mashke. Sharetzin writes later on some Tovkovei, that even by the cow of a non-Jew is going to be forbidden and not to be permitted from the Halach of Gemar by the Adam. Regarding a non-Jew that makes a Yom Tov a vessel from his wood, Sharetzin writes later on some tufkof aleph, that depends on this discussion, if it's shaykh noilad by someone that's gemari b'dei adam.